We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
All right, Shawnee, so you're going to be here on Saturday, huh? You're going to be here? You're going to check out the game? Excited for it? Yeah. Excited?
I am. The vibe last year was amazing. I think that's something that we can talk about, right? Just investment in the past, something that Marcus Freeman did. He talked about decisions and things just don't happen in life, right? Small decisions lead up to big-time events happening in our lives, right? And you have to consistently make, I'm sure you have two young girls, you're going to talk for the next 15 to 16 years. If you make consistent good decisions, you'll see the benefit of it. And this vibe and everything you just spoke about with the visitors from last week at the scrimmage, with the upcoming visitors to the Blue and Gold game, the product, the vibe, and everything that they're going to feel that makes them feel like, yeah, I see Notre Dame is different. I do belong here. I can see myself here. Started with Marcus Freeman buying into and investing into the tradition and the past of Notre Dame when he took the job. Unlike his predecessor, he decided to buy into it. And now you're getting Joe Montana showing up again. You're getting other greats of the past. Joe Theismann constantly being a presence, showing up. That adds to the vibe of this big weekend coming up, along with the improved product in the practice, in the scrimmage game, in the Blue and Gold game, and during the season. Everything's trending upward, and I'm excited to be part of this weekend, Double R.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, Sean, I would say this too, okay? All right? Besides those Notre Dame greats you were talking about, you know who else is going to be there? Guarantee Ryan Clark will be there, baby. Guarantee yes, Ryan Clark will be there. There's gonna be some high level former NFL players. I mean, we talked about this last year, and we'll get into this, the importance of the Blue Gold game from the recruiting perspective. But Sean, this is a game every single year. I think we talked about it last year. What was it like? Over 200 former Notre Dame alumni last year, or 300? Mm-hmm. It was like a crazy number last year, man. Notre Dame needs to make this weekend cool. They need to make it cool. Yes. And you know what's pretty cool? Having Brian Urlacher on campus, potentially. Having Ryan Clark on campus. Having Jerome Bettis and maybe Jerome Bettis Jr. on campus. Like, that stuff's cool, man. Maybe Elijah Burris and Plexico Burris will be there on campus. You know what I mean? Like, that's the cool stuff. That's the stuff that we need. All we need now is to get Lloyd Carr to come to South Bend and put on the Notre Dame jersey, and we'll be good to go cheering on his grandson. Like, let's get this rocking, man. Let's get this rocking. And Blue Gold's awesome. I unfortunately will not be there this year. I've been there the last 2 years, I believe. Last 2 years. Sean, two kids now, right? I've kind of have exhausted my travel privileges for the next couple months, you know, early on, you know, going out to San Antonio and Indianapolis. So travel might be limited for the next couple months.
Yeah, but it's the price you pay. You can't win them all.
But if anybody is around South Bend or can get themselves out for the Blue Gold game, guys, you go. You go. It's a general admission, right? And you get to sit wherever you want. First come, first serve. The seats, man, you could seat front row center for this thing if you're there at the right time. It is a great vibe. Tremendous recruiting weekend, which is obviously why we're going to talk about this, Sean. And that goes into the importance of this game, though. It's a majorly important game. And we're going to talk about some players that were actually on campus last year that ended up in the 2024 class specifically, because there's going to be some players, and we'll get into it at, you know, in this section as well, but there's going to be some players that are not committed to Notre Dame right now, but will be eventually. They're going to be on campus as visitors this weekend, Sean. It's going to be huge for them because these are the games that every recruit flocks to. Let's forget about the Notre Dame layer for a second. Everyone's always on recruit watch of what spring games are these recruits going to? Because that's the vibe, right? Game day atmosphere, hanging out with the recruits, hanging out with the team members, hanging out with the coaches. It's a vibe, man. It is absolutely a vibe. I know you've been there before. I know you look forward to it. But just from, if we can have a little bit of an insightful conversation of, let's put ourselves in these recruit shoes for a second. You're not getting closer to a game day atmosphere other than a game day atmosphere than going to the spring game. You're not going to get it anywhere else. So I think this is going to be massive for Notre Dame.
It's always massive. And I think we felt the vibes last, you know, blue and gold game. It was just kind of marred by some other things that was taking place.
Yep.
You know, that eventually manifested themselves in the offseason. Mm-hmm. But I think the environment now is so much more non-toxic, shall I say, than it was this time last year. And moving forward, I expect it to have a tremendous impact on the recruits showing up. You talked about the list of guys that showed up last year that ended up in the class. You know, great KVA, Brody Calhoun, Bryce Young, Styles Prescott, Micah Gilbert, and all of those kids are not just commitments. You're talking about kids that are flashing.
Yes.
During the spring as early enrollees. So it's very important to make a very good impression at the blue and gold game. And I'm excited to see what kids come out of this, either within a commitment, possibly to Notre Dame, or, you know, Notre Dame surging to the top of their list and earning a commitment later on in the summer.
Well, Sean, let's talk about some data points. You just mentioned a bunch of them, okay? Let's talk about the 2024 kids that were not committed to Notre Dame at the time, last blue-gold game of 2023, excuse me, but ended up in the class for 2024, and then we'll talk about the 2025 kids that are committed that were there as well, that were uncommitted recruits at the time. So 2024, Notre Dame had Micah Gilbert on campus, okay, as an uncommitted player. They had Styles Prescott, you mentioned. They had Bryce Young. They had Kingston Viliamuasa. They had Bodie Calhoun. They were all on campus, okay? All of them. They actually had Isaiah Canyon on campus, too, who was not committed at the time that he did commit to Notre Dame, but then obviously decommitted and then later enrolled with Georgia Tech. But regardless, Notre Dame got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players in the 2024 class that were not committed during the Bloom Gold game. And I would say this very easily, Sean. I think that they pretty much sealed the deal with Micah Gilbert on that trip. I think they sealed the deal with Styles Prescott. I think they pretty much sealed the deal with Bryce Young. I think they pretty much sealed the deal with Bodie Calhoun on that trip. So I would argue that 4 out of 5 Notre Dame sealed the deal with in 2024. Now, the 2025 class, which we're still on, Sean, Jerome Bettis Jr. was there. And these are all uncommitted players, okay? Jerome Bettis Jr. was there. James Flanagan was there. Davion Dixon was there. Christopher Burgess was there. Anthony Sacca was there. And also, not a commit, but a player that's still very high on Notre Dame and is a key target, Dallas Golden was also on campus for the Blue Gold game last year. So Notre Dame did pretty dang well, man. They did pretty dang well last year. So again, that's 6 players 2024 that they ended up. Well, let me make sure. 5 players that they ended up in their 2024 class that were uncommitted at the Blue Gold game last year. They now have commitments from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players, maybe 6 if they get Dallas Golden, of the 2025 kids that were on campus. So that's pretty good, Sean. That to me, that's 11 players potentially that Notre Dame got commitments from or signed with Notre Dame of the 2024 and 2025 class. Last spring game. That's a good number, man. That's a good number.
It's a darn good number. Darn good number. Would you say the spring game for Notre Dame is more impactful than any other spring game when we talk about elite programs because of certain things that they have to do to get out in front of other schools than the spring game or the scrimmage becomes of that even more important to make an impression on these kids?
I think it's very important for Notre Dame because of this, Sean. We hear a lot of these kids say that, and this is a pretty consistent thing, I want to go to my OVs and then I'll make a decision before the season. That's usually the track that most kids try to stay on. But we know that these types of visits, if they go really well, kids' plans change. Like, they just change. They just do. And they change because of these types of visits. These types of visits, I think, can speed up a recruiting process. It could speed things up a little bit. So, and I think that it did. I mean, again, if we look at that list that I just mentioned, I would say it sped up the process of Bryce Young, Micah Gilbert, Styles Prescott, Bodie Cahoon. Probably four out of five of those kids that committed to Notre Dame in the 2024 class from that event, they probably sped up. Probably sped up just based upon being at that game and seeing everything and seeing the, because they do everything there, Sean, right? Like, don't they do the player walk and everything, don't they? I think I remember last year they're doing a player walk for the spring game. Am I wrong about that?
The Friday night festivities are like, I'll be honest, I was trying to find a way to sneak in. I was trying to find a way. I was trying to get into the big tent, bro. You know, I was trying to, I was trying to get Malik to sneak me in. I was
like, yo, get in the tent.
Yo, I want to be over there with the alums and the big money people. But no, absolutely. I do believe they do everything. And I don't think, look, let's be honest, man.
Yep.
Notre Dame fans are the best fan base, in my opinion. But, you know, what you see at a school like Ohio State is almost cultish.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, for them to get 70 stacked. At a scrimmage, that's, you have to shake your head. Even a Notre Dame fan has to say, yeah, that's pretty impressive, yo. 70,000 spring game, that's pretty impressive. I don't think you get 70,000 at Notre Dame Stadium, of course, because Notre Dame fans are spread out. It's not as easy to get to the game,
yeah,
you know, for a lot of Notre Dame alumni, so it's a little bit different. Okay, Archer, I'm sorry. It was on Fox Sports, they said 70,000. So that's what I'll roll with. They were at the game. Yeah. You can talk about that quarterback play, though.
Uh-oh.
Talk about that.
I didn't even watch the game. Was it bad? I didn't even watch it. Didn't watch it yet. Yeah.
It, you know, Will's. They're fine with their youngsters. I'll say that. Their youngsters are fine. Their two young kids are fine. You know, but
yeah. Oh, I like Aaron Noland and what's his name too? Yeah.
Yeah.
They're good players. Julian Sand. I like Julian Sand.
Yeah, but you know, Julian Sand and Aaron Noland, they're fine.
They'll be fine. They're talented kids. Yeah, no doubt.
The other two kids, Devin Brown and
yeah. I heard Devin Brown's pretty bad, man. I've heard he's pretty bad. I don't know. Yeah.
But to get back to, you know, these guys coming in, it's absolutely, a fantastic weekend. I think everything that they do, and for me, it's funny because I've never watched the Blue and Gold game from the press box.
Oh, you're meaning the press box this year?
I'm a man of the people. I go sit with the people. I end up having some great conversations, man, with great people. Yeah, I sit with people.
Yeah, I mean, I was like going in the press box, but I actually agree with that, man. I kind of like just being down there, you know? Like, I've never been in the press box for the Blue-Gold game. I just like to be front row and center. Like, maybe if I had to work and more break down the game like Brian would have to, maybe I would appreciate the box a little bit more. But like, just for like general enjoyment, I feel like that kind of front row and center thing is pretty neat. I think it's and I always recommend this for people that haven't been to a Notre Dame game or a spring game in general, get there early, man. Get them early in the day and just walk around. You know, even if you don't drink or anything, go hang out with the tailgaters, just walk around, go to the bookstore, walk around, go to the grotto, go do everything, man. Just do everything. On a game day, obviously, we're talking about like the trumpets under the dome and the grotto and player walk and all that type of stuff. But regardless, get to campus early. Get to it early, okay? And I don't know what the ticket prices are for this game, Sean, but I guarantee it's not that much for a spring game. Like, I don't think it's very much.
I've been blessed with tickets the last 2 years, so I wouldn't know what admission. I would always bring my young athletes from ministry with me every year. So back then it was like $5. I think it was like $5, $7, something like that to get in. It's $10 now. Okay, yeah, I'm talking like 10 years ago.
It was like $10 to sit wherever you want, sir.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And honestly, you like, if you're lucky, you'll get to see some of these players, the recruits that we're going to talk about, right? And be able to like walk around and meet them. Sean, there's a legitimate chance that you might walk around on Saturday in the morning and walk past Ryan Clark or Jerome Bettis Sr. That's a possibility that happens, man. It is so dope. So dope. Just go early, enjoy.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Please do it. Man, please do it.
Gotta love it.
Yep. And so, Sean, the visitor list is going to expand, okay? It's going to expand. We have a good running list so far, though, and just a couple of names that I wanted to hit on that are very important for the class, the 2025 class, and then we'll talk about a couple of 2026 class kids. We're not going to go super in-depth on this, right, because we're going to have a more of a breakdown at the end of the week. You know, it's going to be a little bit more of a blue gold preview. This is just kind of an early conversation. But I want, they want to hit on the two 2025 kids that are scheduled to be there, Sean, that we know for sure, okay? One is 2025 Cocoa, Florida high school wide receiver, Javon Boggs, okay? If Cocoa sounds familiar, the same high school as Brady Hart in the 2026 class, who feel good about where Notre Dame is with Brady Hart right now. Well, this is his teammate that's a year older, okay? Was once committed to Ohio State. This will be his first visit to Notre Dame. He'll actually be getting in on Friday and then staying through the game. So Friday and Saturday, Javon Boggs will be in Notre Dame. Okay, we'll be in South Bend. Sean, this is a very interesting man. Very interesting. Someone said Davion Dixon is a defensive lineman. Did I say he was an offensive lineman or something? I don't know. But
missed that. Weren't we talking about him in the midst of the conversation?
Yeah, we were talking about defensive lineman. I don't know. Maybe I misspoke at some point. I don't know. I was just reading a comment. But Javon Boggs, Sean, this one's very interesting because Javon Boggs is being pushed for by a lot of big teams, right? You're committed to Ohio State, who is a good at developing wide receivers we've seen in recent years. I mean, Brian Hartline has done a tremendous job with the wide receiver room. They can pretty much get just about any wide receiver they want in the country. I mean, it's wide receiver room has been silly good the last few years and then moving into the future. But he decommitted from Ohio State, Javon Boggs, and he's being recruited by a lot of good schools. Now, Notre Dame actually offered him a few weeks before he ended up decommitting from Ohio State, so I don't know if there was just a overall pulse or understanding that it was going to happen, like it was a predetermined thing that was going to happen. I'm not really 100% sure. I do have a visit preview interview with Javon Boggs that will be on Irish Breakdown very soon here, okay? Very, very soon. And Sean, I'm interested to see how this weekend goes, man. I'm not sure exactly where Notre Dame stands with Javon, other than he talks to them a lot and he says he likes them. But is it a real fit? Does he see himself here? We won't know that until the game. We won't know that until afterwards when I have the chance to talk to him and then I do a recap video. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. I like Javon on film, though. I like him on film. He's very competitive. He posted a video earlier of him mugging a dude off the line of scrimmage and went in through contact, and he got up barking, right? So he's an interesting kid. He's a very competitive young man, and he almost had 1,500 receiving yards last year, Sean, in 15 games and 23 touchdowns. So very productive, to say the least. In a very talent-rich area of the country as well. Coco plays some good teams in the state of Florida. Very good teams.
And just so, can they
make a move, Sean? Can they make a move this weekend? That's the question we need that remains to be answered.
I know Notre Dame fans want to connect the dots, right? You can go back and watch the interview Ryan and I did with Brady Hart. And in the midst of the conversation, Javon Boggs came up. And at that time, he was still committed to Ohio State. When he was talking about all the playmakers he had around him. And then, you know, it was funny because you saw him and Brady Hart messing around on social media with eyeballs and everything. And this was leading up to Brady Hart's, you know, visit to Notre Dame. And then he asked Brady, yo, how's the visit going up there? So now it's a lot of people trying to connect the dots and he's showing up for the blue and gold game. Look, we'll see, man. Could it mean something? Could it be breadcrumbs to the dynamic duo possibly being at Notre Dame? Stay tuned, Notre Dame fans. Isn't that how they used to end every Batman episode? Stay tuned. So maybe we get our own Batman and Robin Cummings and South Bend, but it's exciting that this type of talent is even interested in coming to Notre Dame and coming up for the spring game. And Notre Dame definitely has an opportunity to make a move coming on the heels of his boy just being in South Bend and the tremendous visit that he had. It's definitely an opportunity for Notre Dame to make inroads.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So he's going to be a big one. Brandon Plunsner's in the chat mad at me for saying competitive, apparently, is the first thing that pops up. But it is, honestly. I mean, look, I don't think Javon Boggs is a burner. So I saw someone in the chat say he was a 4-3 kid. I don't see 4-3 kid, man. I don't see that. I think he runs fine. I don't see 4-3 kid, though. For me, what is the biggest separator for him? When the ball's in the air, it's his. Just flat out, when the ball's in the air, it's his. And I think he's smooth off the line. I think he beats press well from what I've seen on film. But I don't think he's a burner. I don't think he's a burner necessarily. But I think he's got solid speed, good speed. But he's a very talented player and one that we'll talk about in the end of the show. Notre Dame is recruiting heavily at wide receiver, and we'll see if Notre Dame is able to make a move this weekend. The other one, Sean, had a report on this, okay, that Josh Petty, talented offensive lineman in the 2025 class out of the state of Georgia, okay, elite player in my opinion. I think he's a top 15, top 20 player in this class. He was originally supposed to be on campus this past weekend. He had some personal issues, was not able to make the trip. I had the report on that on the message board at boardsideshipping.com. He is planning a multi-day visit starting the end of this week and staying for the blue and gold game. So he is expected to be there, Sean. Look, full transparency, I think Josh Petty is not going to end up with Notre Dame, if I'm being honest, right? I think that's a little bit of a pipe dream, but they got him on campus, right? So, like, that's a good sign. A kid that's been talking about getting on campus for months and months and months, a kid that's been talking to Notre Dame for months and months and months, is finally getting on campus. So maybe you knock it out of the park. Maybe you impress him. Notre Dame has a chance here. I don't think it's feasible. I don't think it's realistic that Josh Petty ends up in Notre Dame's class in the 2025 class at offensive line, but they have a shot this weekend to impress him, to say the least.
I think they're going to end up, this might end up being one of the most impactful blue and gold games just from the excitement on the field. And I think it's going to be one of the most entertaining blue and gold games. I actually made that prediction Saturday when we were doing the practice, the scrimmage report on Irish Breakdown. I was like, yo, I think this is going to be a really entertaining, even if it's just the two young quarterbacks playing. Let's say they just tell the two veterans, you know what, go sit down. We get to watch the two young quarterbacks play with the rest of the talent. It might end up being one of the most entertaining blue and gold games, which lends to what we said, the improved product helps out in recruiting and getting this young man on campus, which kind of lines up with Joe Rudolph, right? That was one of the questions we had when he took over here. He's saying, like, how is this going to impact recruiting? And then he loses Gerby Lambert in the sense. And then we're like, yo, he has to get Gerby Lambert back on campus. What does he do? He gets him back on campus. Not only does he get him back on campus, that Notre Dame, he leaves the visit with Notre Dame pretty much back at the top. After questioning, like, yo, what is this going to look like after this visit? And we can say Josh Petty is a long shot, top 15 kid in the class. But guess what? He's coming. You have an opportunity. You have the pedigree at the position of offensive line that we talked about. He's definitely going to see himself.
Yep.
He's going to see himself. He's going to see great Hall of Fame offensive linemen on campus. He might rub shoulders with a Zach Martin. He might rub shoulders with a Stanley. He might rub shoulders with a Quentin Nelson. You never know.
Yeah.
It could be that chance meeting that all of a sudden throws Notre Dame. If they're not the top, maybe they get into the top three now. Maybe they have a greater chance.
Maybe they get an official visit out of them.
Yeah, maybe they get an official visit out of them. Absolutely. That's all you want to do. Yeah. You want to try to move the needle as much as you can.
Yep. Getting to campus is one thing. Getting for multiple visits, that's a completely different animal. Absolutely. Right? Like that's legitimate. So Josh Petty, we'll see if Notre Dame is able to make any type of traction with him this weekend. Again, there's intrigue, certainly. I just don't think there's enough interest for me to feel great about where Notre Dame is with Josh Petty. But again, we'll see. We'll see where things move coming forward, okay? We'll see. Sean, we're not going to go through all these players, but just a little teaser for people out there that are at boards.irishbreakdown.com. There are already 8 2026 prominent recruits that are on the visitor list, okay? And we'll talk more about those guys at the end of the week. I have visit previews already written on 1, 2, 3, 4 of them out of the 8 coming at boards.irishbreakdown.com. So a lot of information coming your way, guys. A lot of information coming your way. So stay tuned. Sign up boards.irishbreakdown.com because we're going to get next, Sean. There is not just visitors this weekend. There's some visitors coming this week to Notre Dame. One very, very intriguing 2025 recruit that will be on campus as well. We're going to get to that next. Make sure the folks like button, subscribe to the podcast, hit that notification bell. Make sure if you're listening to us on your favorite podcast platform, 5-star reviews are always very, very much appreciated. Add it in the comments section. Hey, Ryan and Sean are one of my top two duos on Irish Breakdown, or top one, if you want to say that. It's fine. Just throw it out there. Throw it out there, okay? I just don't want, you know, I don't want to ruffle any feathers there, right? So make sure you give a 5-star review, though, folks. We really appreciate it. BoardsIrishBreakdown.com. We'll check you on the next section here. We're going to visit previews for the rest of the week here on the Notre Dame Recruiting Hour on the Irish Breakdown podcast.